Our next speaker is Darren Yee. He is the program planner at Asian Health Services. He writes grant applications and participates in public health advocacy activities. Asian Health Services is a community health center based in Oakland, California, which provides medical services for low-income, limited English-speaking immigrant Asian patients. Darren has been involved in the Lake Merritt BART station planning process for the past 3 years. He's going to be talking to us about coalition building to advance health in Chinatown.
Hello, everyone. Can you hear me? Hello, everyone. My name is Darren Yee. Thank you for the nice introduction. So I am, I am the program planner at Asian Health Services. Today I'm going to be talking about how we've used coalition building and community engagement to advance the health and safety of our neighborhood. So I have no relationships to disclose. So I'm going to start by talking a little bit about some background on Asian Health Services. I'm going to talk about why we got involved in this project, how we were able to bring together community stakeholders, and also engage our patients in this process. I'm going to be talking about some of the successes and challenges, and then I'll finish up with talking about what's to come. So Asian Health Services is a community health center based in Oakland, California. So we provide medical care for the underserved Asian and Pacific Islander patients throughout Alameda County. And we provide, services in English and 11 Asian languages. We started in 1974 as a one-room clinic in Oakland Chinatown, staffed completely by student volunteers. And since then, we've grown a lot, and now we serve over 24,000 patients at 8 clinic sites. So 94% of our patients live at or below 200% of the federal poverty level. About 40% are uninsured, and 67% are best served in a language other than English. Chinatowns across the nation have been shrinking. So this is in part due because the affordable housing and small businesses that Asian families traditionally have relied upon for decades are now being replaced by businesses and housing options that are catered toward more wealthy people. Now, as a result of that, Asian families can't afford to live in Chinatown anymore, and Chinatowns have been shrinking. Even the Chinatown in this very city has shrunk by 10%. And this trend is also seen in Oakland, California, where I'm from. So as you can see from the picture on the left, in 1950, Chinatown spanned 32 city blocks, and that's outlined in the red down here. The green parts are open space. So fast forward 50 years to the year 2000, and Chinatown had reduced dramatically, as you can see in the picture in the middle. Now, this is in part due because of the Bay Area Rapid Transit System, or BART, coming in and seizing three city blocks through eminent domain in 1965 so they could build their Lake Merritt BART station as well as their agency headquarters. And you can see on the picture on the right here, you can see the three giant holes in the ground on the blocks that were seized. And this really resulted in extreme displacement, as 75 homes, a school and an orphanage, or a church and an orphanage, were all destroyed. So some residents in Chinatown today, they were there when this happened, and they can remember how, you know, what it felt like to be kicked out of their homes, and the effect that had on their families and their community. So in addition to what BART did, also a local community college institution came in and also seized a few blocks on the right to build one of their campuses. In total, between 1960 and 1970, Chinatown lost 13% of its residents and 20% of its housing units. So despite this history of development encroachment and displacement, Chinatown is still strong today. So Chinatown is a very tight-knit, culturally vibrant, and thriving community. As you can see from these pictures here, every morning, seniors will come to this local park and do Tai Chi. They'll go to Asian markets to buy groceries for dinner that night, or they'll go to seniors and residents and children. Everyone will go to festivals as well. But Chinatown is also a community that is extremely dense with pedestrians, cars, small businesses, churches, schools, and nonprofit and service organizations. About 70% of the people in this project area are Asian, and about one-third are senior. So since Chinatown is very dense with seniors and also children, the large amount of traffic in the area is a major public health concern. You can see from these pictures here some of the impacts of the traffic. On the picture on the bottom, you can see this giant blue car parked in the middle of the crosswalk here. So the large amount of traffic in the area is mostly due to three significant traffic generators. So Interstate 880, which is one of the largest freeways in the Bay Area, has an off-ramp that offloads traffic directly into Chinatown. In addition, the main streets that connect Oakland and the neighboring city of Alameda also serve as a thoroughfare for traffic. And also, downtown Oakland, which is located nearby Chinatown, is being rapidly developed and has increased traffic overall in the area. And there's several other development projects that are planned that will increase traffic even more, and one of them I'll talk about today. So this, as I mentioned, all this traffic has significant health consequences for Chinatown residents. A 2009 study showed that Chinatown had the highest rate of vehicle and pedestrian accidents in the city of Oakland. In addition, we recently conducted a survey which showed that pollution levels in Chinatown were significantly higher than what would be considered safe. In one area, it was even 20 times higher than the safe limit. This study also showed that on one city block, an average of nearly 170 cars and trucks passed by in only a 5-minute span. So that's a lot of traffic. So one of the projects that will increase traffic in the area is called the Lake Merritt BART Station Area Plan. So this plan will guide future development within a half-mile radius of the Lake Merritt BART Station, seen in the picture here. And this large-scale development will significantly increase density in the area and result in increased traffic. So given that in so many instances in the past, the community was left out of significant decisions which would impact their health and their neighborhoods, we really wanted to ensure that the community was involved in this process this time. After all, this is their community where they live, and we wanted to make sure that the neighborhood was a healthy and safe place to live, that the cultural fabric of what made this area Chinatown remained intact, and also that what was important to Chinatown residents was maintained. It was not taken away. So you can see here the project area for this plan. The blue symbol in the middle is the Lake Merritt BART Station, and the red circle is the project area. And Asian Health Services is located in the bottom left-hand corner of the red circle. So to respond to this planning process, Asian Health Services and its partners in the Oakland Chinatown Coalition came together to get involved. This coalition includes many members that specialize in health, affordable housing, environmental justice, city planning, architecture, and law. So together we sought to ensure that the Lake Merritt BART Station benefited the community and that it aligned with Chinatown's community guiding principles, which were previously established through town hall meetings and a needs assessment of over 1,500 people. So on this slide, I've listed the community guiding principles. And these community guiding principles have served as our community platform for our advocacy efforts during this Lake Merritt BART Station planning process. Now, each of the main topics also has specific recommendations inside. For example, under the health topic, there are recommendations to improve air quality, reduce noise levels, increase medical services in the area, and to ensure cleanliness and outdoor spaces. In the transportation area, some of the recommendations were to preserve and strengthen the neighborhood's good transit and walkability, to reduce truck and car traffic in order to reduce noise and greenhouse gas emissions, to ensure pedestrian safety with improved sidewalks and intersection crossings, and to ensure compatibility of pedestrians, cyclists, and autos with street improvements that reduce traffic volume and speed. And also, if you want more details on these community guiding principles, I have a few copies of our report which will list all of these out in detail. So you can come see me after if you're interested. So together with our Oakland Chinatown Coalition partners, Asian Health Services has been deeply involved in this planning process. We've held multiple meetings with the City of Oakland and BART officials and have testified at public meetings to emphasize the importance of community priorities such as pedestrian safety, access to open space, and clean streets. Now, we also worked with a local community partner to conduct a health impact assessment of the Chinatown area. And this report found that there was too much traffic in the Chinatown area, and it recommended that advocacy efforts focus on mitigating these traffic impacts. So in addition to bringing together our community partners to address this problem, we also wanted to make sure that our patients were engaged and empowered to also make their voices heard. So we worked with our patient leadership councils to get involved. Now, patient leadership councils are groups that Asian Health Services operates where patient leaders are trained to become advocates for public health. These groups are conducted in 5 different languages, Cantonese, Mandarin, Vietnamese, Tagalog, and Korean. And our PLC model is not only a good way to increase the health knowledge of the members themselves, but it's also a good way to spread this knowledge to their family members and peer networks. So we presented to our PLC members, our Patient Leadership Council members, on the Lake Mira BART Station Plan, Social Determinants of Health, and Health Impacts of the Built Environment. We also provided them with leadership and advocacy trainings, such as public speaking and conducting a testimony. So our patients have been very involved in this planning process and very enthusiastic about it too. So as you can see from the picture on the lower left, our patients have attended multiple community meetings and design charrettes, which gave them the opportunity to provide input on the plan. So for example, during one meeting, our patients were given these big maps on which they could mark down the improvements that they would like to see in the area, such as, you know, which street should be widened, if there should be streets that should be converted from one-way to two-way streets, where they would like to see more parks and open space, and what types of businesses and services should be in the area. Our patients were also trained to testify at public meetings, so they provided their testimony at multiple planning commission and city council meetings where they stressed the importance of neighborhood investments, which would benefit the community. Several common themes among their testimonies was the need for additional and maintained open space, cleaner and safer streets, improved air quality, and safe spaces to exercise and walk. So there's been a lot of successes and also challenges from our involvement in this planning process, a few of which I've listed here on my slide. So one of the successes was that we've been able to keep our patients engaged and invested in this process for more than 3 years now. We've also been able to bring together and leverage the expertise of our community partners to achieve a common goal of a healthier and safer neighborhood. And our advocacy efforts in both of those areas have actually resulted in several specific improvements to the Lake Merritt Plan, which align with our community guiding principles. Now, in terms of challenges, one of the major challenges is the current economic environment, which has made our advocacy efforts a little challenging. So our city council members want to make sure that potential developers have no barriers which would discourage them from building in the area. And unfortunately, there's a perception that the neighborhood investments that we're asking for would kind of hinder them or hinder development companies from wanting to come in and build in the area. But our view is that if a developer wants to come in and significantly increase the density in the area, increase the traffic in the area, and in turn jeopardize the health of the residents and community members here, then they should at least give something back. Even if that's just contributing some money to a fund to maintain and sustain open space or to do sidewalk improvements or put in a pedestrian scale lighting to make it safer at night or other pedestrian safety things, then that's what they should do. In addition, another challenge is training limited English speaking patients on complex planning concepts. Even for someone like me who was born in the U.S., who grew up speaking English, these concepts are still very difficult and foreign to me. Things like what is zoning or what is floor area ratio. I can't even imagine what it's like to try to understand these concepts if it wasn't in my native language. So what's next in this process? So the City of Oakland is currently preparing a draft environmental impact report for this project. And there's going to be several community meetings between now and when the plan is finalized in early to mid-2014 for us, for our partners, and for our patients to continue to provide community feedback on this process. Now, we'll continue to work with all of these groups to ensure that the final plan, whatever that is, includes ways to address the community's guiding principles. So before I finish, I'd like to just acknowledge all of our Oakland Chinatown Coalition members and allies, which are listed here, as well as our patients who have been involved in this process for the past couple years. So thank you for listening to my presentation. If you have any questions, please feel free to contact me. Thank you.